Now we're going to hear about another young person. It's interesting how much oriented we are this morning to young people. An ambassador from BEAT, which is the Campaign for Eating Disorders or the Eating Disorders Association. Annabella, yes, you coming forward? Annabella Harris, please.
Since I've only got 10 minutes, I thought what I'd do is just tell you a little bit about what BEAT does and my role as young ambassador. I thought I'd give you a few statistics about eating disorders. I'd talk about a recent report that BEAT published in Eating Disorder Awareness Week, and then I'd go on to beat a few myths about eating disorders. BEAT is the National Eating Disorder Charity. It was formerly called the Eating Disorder Association, and it stands for Beating Eating Disorders. And what BEAT does is, as you can see on the screen, it provides helplines for adults and young people. It offers online support in the form of chat rooms and message boards online. I actually, as a young ambassador, I kind of facilitate chats. We have a network of support groups all over the country, I think for carers as well as sufferers, and we also produce literature and newsletters to help sufferers and carers. And so my role as a young ambassador, I'm one of, I think about 60 or 80 young people who have suffered from an eating disorder and are now in recovery or recovered. Personally, I have suffered with anorexia nervosa for about 6 years, and I consider myself to be fully recovered for the last 2 years. And as a young ambassador, I tried to reduce the stigma about eating disorders and try to inspire people to recover by talking to the media, campaigning for better healthcare, talking at conferences like this and in schools. I thought I'd just give you a few statistics about eating disorders. There are currently 1.15 million sufferers in the UK. 72% of people would name anorexia as the eating disorder they think of when asked. But in fact, other eating disorders are actually more common. 1 in 100 people will suffer from anorexia. 1 in 50 will suffer from binge eating disorder. This is people in general. And 1 in 25 will suffer from bulimia nervosa. Just to highlight the seriousness of eating disorders, 20% of sufferers of anorexia will die prematurely from the health consequences. So last week was Eating Disorder Awareness Week, and one of the many things that BEAT did during this week was to publish a report, and the name of the report was Warning, This Picture Can Seriously Damage Your Health. In the media, stories, coverage about eating disorders, sufferers of eating disorders, often you may find have images of the sufferer at their lowest weight, looking very emaciated. The report surveyed over 1,000 young people and found that 66%, which is about two-thirds, thought it had a negative effect on their self-esteem. 70% thought it affected their body image, and almost four-fifths thought that the media focused too much on weight in eating disorders and not enough on the psychological route and the mental processes which is going on. The idea is that you can't tell someone's mental anguish by the shape of their body. Finally, I just thought I'd beat a few myths about eating disorders. Firstly, a lot of people think that eating disorders are a phase that teenagers go through. Eating disorders affect all ages, and it's a serious mental illness, and it requires early intervention to avoid many terrible health consequences. They don't just affect young women. 15% of eating disorder sufferers are male. They're not just a modern phenomenon, although there has been a rise in cases recently, possibly due to the increasing pace and pressures of life, and also the media probably plays a role. They're not caused by the media, although the media does play a part. They're caused by a lot of factors: genetics, family, behaviour, personality. And lastly, I think eating disorders can be beaten. I've beaten an eating disorder. I know lots of people that have beaten an eating disorder. I think one of the main things that helped me beat my eating disorder was learning to love my body and not seeing it as something disgusting and horrible and weird, but actually seeing myself as a perfect version of my imperfect self. And I think I'll leave it there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Annabelle. I think in the space between when I wrote Fat as a Feminist Issue, and which is over 30 years ago, and now, what I saw then and what my colleagues who've a psychotherapist saw as really troubled, disordered eating has become the norm for very, very many women, particularly starting in teenage years. So what always interests me about the stats is that they don't actually reflect people's experience. In my daughter's year group, when she was 14, none of the girls ate anything during the week, but they binged at the weekend. That was so normalized that it wasn't even considered disordered. And they get into very entrenched patterns even then, and not one of those drop-dead gorgeous girls felt comfortable about their bodies. So the thing is, the stats are one thing, but the experience of the vast number of young people who take for granted, and certainly in my practice as a psychotherapist, people take for granted that they're going to have troubles with their bodies. They don't even come in with troubled bodies anymore. They just, it's an en passant comment while they're talking about loss, or they're talking about wanting to change their life, or their worries about their children. It's taken for granted. It doesn't even come in as a clinical issue. And I think that is something that we need to change consciousness around. And I very much appreciate that most eating difficulties reside in women who you would never guess have any kind of eating difficulty. That's a really important thing to know.